My name is Marcela, and I am calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed.
About
the survey is quick and confident. About local issues, which is basically politics. So would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
So you polling me about politics?
Yes. We are not affiliated with anyone, and it's basically a survey.
Let's do it.
Sure. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I have to ask you this question, but do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or anything else?
I'm a male.
Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born?
76.
73?
Six.
Okay.
76. Yeah, 76.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
No.
No? And then what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Okay, next, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I got an associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you have no power at all, 5 means that you have some power, and 10 means that you have a lot of power.
4.
4?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat not satisfied.
Okay, that's okay. And now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 5 means that you feel neutral, and 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Or if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
What you said, 0 is favorable, 10 is unfavorable?
Okay, 0 is unfavorable, 5 is neutral,
okay.
And 10 is
you.
Favorable. Okay.
I got you. Kamala Harris.
Okay.
8.
8, thank you. Next, we have J.D. Vance.
About a 6.
That's okay. Next, we have the Senator Raphael Warnock.
About a 9.
Great. Next, we have Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, about a 6.
That's okay. Next, we have Donald Trump.
About a 5.
That's okay. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
0. And next we have the Republican Party in general.
About a 5.
And lastly for this list, we have the Democratic Party in general.
About a 6.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent.
As of right now, I probably would vote for if the Democrat takes it, only if Kamala is running.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The options are the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate.
Democratic.
Thank you. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So I'm going to read you statement A and B, and you let me know which one you think is the best one for you. So A says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. And the second one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
A, the first one.
The first one, and would you say it's much more closer to what you think or somewhat closer?
Much more closer.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you three statements, and it's basically the same. You let me know which one you think is the best one for you. The first one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one says, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last one says, our government and political system doesn't work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The last one more line up to me.
Okay, that's great. And now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? So the first one is the future of the planet.
Negative.
Negative. Next, we have the future of the country.
Positive.
That's great. And lastly, for this list, we have your own future.
Positive.
That's okay. And now, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general elections, or will it be about the same?
Probably about the same.
Okay. And now you said about the same, but the next question says, thinking about the upcoming 2024 elections, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You can select two answers, or you can select none of the above. So the options are, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, I don't have time to vote, I don't know enough about the candidates, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, it is too difficult for me to vote, I don't like any of the candidates, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me.
Probably if I didn't like the candidate would be the only reason I would not vote.
Okay, that you don't like them or you don't know enough about them?
No, that I would know enough and didn't like them.
Okay, that's okay. And next, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? The options are the Democrats, all politicians, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above.
I wouldn't say mega Republicans, but Republicans in general.
Okay, that's great. And now this is a little longer, but after this list, we're almost done. So it says, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very concerned, and 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned. And 0 means that you are not concerned at all. So the first one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
And 10 meaning I agree with that.
It's basically if you're concerned about the problem or the issue. So 0 means that you
yes,
are not concerned.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, I'm concerned about
10, okay. The next one says, create a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
10, I'd be very concerned about this. I don't think it'll happen.
Okay. The third one says, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
10.
10, thank you.
Yeah,
next we have... Yes?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. The next one says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
I agree with that. I think they should be able to do that. So I
okay,
agree
so
with
say,
what you go ahead, what I say, I don't know how would I word it because I don't think the president should be prosecuted for breaking the law. It was in the best interest of the country.
Yes. So would you be very concerned about it happening?
No. I hope it don't.
No. Okay. Okay. So from 0 to 10?
0.
0? Next, we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. Okay. Next, we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10, I'd be very concerned about that.
Okay. Next, we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
0, he ain't gonna do that.
Okay. Next, we have giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
0, he's not engaged.
That's okay. And the last one for this list says, having armed vigilantes or guards polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
I probably would have thought about this.
That's okay. Thank you. And now we're 63% complete. So the next question says, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Would you say it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Personally, someone you know or you personally?
Personally.
Okay, thank you. And now I have a list of statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. So it's only 4 and they're short. And please rate it from a scale from 0 to 10. And 0 means that you are not at all concerned. 10 means that you are extremely concerned. And 5 is neutral. So the first one says, MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves.
About a 7.
Thank you. Next we have, since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation.
Oh, that's pretty clean.
Thank you. Next we have, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
0. They both do it.
Yeah. And the last one for this list says, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even outturn our elections.
0. Nah.
0. Thank you. Now we're 82% complete, so the next question says, here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make a change on the issues that you care about the most? You can also select none of the above, so the list says, engaging in direct action, like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, attending city council meetings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, posting on social media, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, boycotting a company, talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns or organizations, voting in federal elections such as for president or the U.S. Congress, or engaging in civil disobedience?
Well, probably doing social media and that way.
Okay. Would it be the posting on social media?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate it from 0 to 10.
About a 4 or 5.
Okay. Which one would you prefer, 4 or 5?
4.
4? Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are, again, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent or third party?
Democrat.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I vote mostly Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And are you a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong one?
Not so strong.
Okay, that's great. And now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
That's okay. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Current or former one?
Current.
That's okay. And do you currently own your home, rent it, live with family or friends or something else?
Rent.
And were you born in the United States or in another country?
U.S.
Warren, what about your parents?
Yes.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Was it Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither.
Sorry?
Neither.
Oh, okay. Can you repeat that one? Sorry?
Neither one of them.
Okay. Was it someone else? Or did you not vote?
I voted in.
Okay. That's great. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? The options are full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Okay. And lastly, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? So I'm going to read you the list of the different numbers, and you stop me at the one that you think is the most, like the closer. So the first one says less than 24,000, 25 to 34,000, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 55 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99. Do I keep going?
Yes. One more. Do one more.
It's 100 to 124,000.
Okay.
Is that one okay?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Then that's it for the survey today, and thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.